This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom, free as in no. Those of you with a confused sense of economics, there is no such thing as a free lunch.
That's right. Somebody's got to pay for it somehow.
And usually that's through your taxes, 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's how you can get on the air. You can also use Discord. You can find out more at discord.lrn.fm. But basically, it's just an app you load on your phone, load it on your laptop, do whatever you like. Use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and you will sound like you're here in the studio. But the feds, I just got to bring this up, they've been busy. You know, that you had this Dayton shooter. This was one of two recent mass shootings.
Is this the guy that shot up the bar?
This is the guy who shot up the bar.
Okay.
And he had a friend. Apparently, one would think it was an accomplice, according to this headline. Friend of Dayton gunman bought him a body armor and a firearm accessory earlier this year. Oh, dear God. This is what the feds are saying. This comes to us from WLWT, that's a Cincinnati station, and the story comes to us from the Associated Press. According to federal investigators, a friend of accused Dayton shooter Connor Betts helped him assemble the AR-15 used in the Oregon District mass shooting on August 4th. Now, for those of you who may not be familiar with federal firearms laws, I don't believe there's a federal law against helping someone assemble an AR-15. Now, this guy undoubtedly is going to feel horrible because he helped the guy do it who is accused of shooting up a lot of people.
That's you would hope he would feel horrible for being a helper in the act of killing people, but...
Well, how would he have known?
Yeah, I have no idea, but the point is there is certainly no law against helping someone assemble an AR-15. AR-15s can be assembled with, there are different parts on an AR-15. There's accessories, there's the upper receiver, there is the lower receiver. You got to have all these things put together, and this guy helped out. Ethan Coley, 24, was arrested late Friday night on federal charges. What federal charges? Although those charges grow out of a mass shooting investigation, authorities do not regard Coley as a co-conspirator. Well, you certainly wouldn't know it by reading this article, which is based on, according to federal investigators, they're having an investigation into a mass shooting, and they bring up Ethan Coley, but saying he was not a co-conspirator. Quote, Mr. Coley does not stand accused of intentionally participating in the planning of that shooting, unquote, stated U.S. Attorney Benjamin Glassman. Then why are we talking about him? Quote, we have no evidence that there's there's no allegation of that, unquote. So exactly what are the feds doing? They're holding a press conference.
It says here at the CNN piece that I just pulled up that they have charged him with possession of a firearm by someone who illegally uses or is addicted to a controlled substance.
And that is all there is to this story. Federal authorities say Coley lied on a federal form about illegal drug use in order to purchase firearms. So when you buy a gun, handgun certainly, and you go through a FFL or a federally licensed firearms dealer, then you are required to fill out a federal form. And part of that form, it asks you several questions. Have you ever denounced your citizenship in the United States? That's one of the questions.
Really? Wow.
Absolutely.
I have.
Are you a user, or are you addicted to or a user of illegal drugs? And they've amended that form to say, yes, that does include marijuana, even if it's legal in your state. These are things that should bar one from being able to purchase a gun. Apparently, at some point, he did say, nope, I'm not a user and I'm not addicted. Federal authorities say Cully lied on federal forms about that illegal drug use and order. According to an affidavit, Cully admitted...
Is that what he's being... I mean, is that what this... Okay, so I've never heard of this charge before.
I've never heard of it being...
It's a mouthful. Possession of a firearm by someone who illegally uses or is addicted to a controlled substance. Does that mean that he's being charged because he lied on the form? Or
yes.
because he had a joint with him at some point and also owns a gun? Is that also a crime?
Yes.
Wow.
If you can't own a gun and honestly answer, if you honestly answer that question,
no, I mean,
you're
but
not
if, what
allowed
if he didn't
to?
Answer the question? Like, what if he just bought a gun from another individual filled out this form?
Then he would not have an issue, because that's only if you're buying through a federal firearms license.
My question is, is this charge, does it only apply to people who have filled out this form?
Yes.
Or can they say, you know, go on a Facebook profile, find a picture with the guy with a blunt in his hand, and then, you know, in the other, you know, in his pocket or whatever, in his belt, you know, there's a gun sitting there.
Right.
Joint in one hand, gun in the other kind of thing.
The feds would probably, I don't think they would. I don't think they'd even care. I don't think they'd even search yet.
But that may be coming down the road.
Well, they would have to prove that the joint was actually a joint, number one.
Number one.
And that the gun was a real gun, number two. So that might be hard to do. But aren't they using social media in this case to say he lied on the form?
Absolutely.
So they're still going to have to prove that that was real marijuana, right?
Well, in this case...
Or whatever it was.
They did. Apparently they had an affidavit from him. He probably said... looking at this picture, it looks like you got a fatty. And did you have a fatty? Well, yeah, I did have a fatty.
Are you saying that he was actually interviewed by the agents and gave up information about himself?
I can't tell you that. According to this, Cully admitted to buying body armor, which mm-hmm. does not require any special licensing in most states. I've bought body armor... Just at a gun show, and I didn't have to fill out any FFL forms or anything like that. That's just not part of it. And he also bought parts of an AR-15 and a double drum magazine for Betts. All were used during the August 4th shooting that left 9 people dead. He would have never been considered had the shooting not happened, but because the shooting did happen, then he's being questioned.
It does say here that when they searched his house, they did seize a couple pistols, a water pipe, and a substance believed to be psychedelic mushrooms.
Oh, my God.
He's also been charged, in addition to being someone who uses a controlled substance possessing a firearm, also charged with making false statements with respect to information required by the Federal Firearms Code.
This article says, according to federal agents, Cully and Betts were friends who regularly used hard drugs, marijuana and acid, together for about 5 years ago.
Ah, see? Doing acid turns you into a mad killer.
This whole story it's insane. So, first of all, buying body armor in most states is not illegal. Buying firearms accessories... or buying firearms parts is not illegal, but we have to demonize him because he did these things. And guess what? He's used drugs, which I've heard that many members of Congress have also done.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they have, I'm sure.
So I don't know if it says this in the version that you have, but the CNN piece says the 24-year-old allowed agents to search his home.
Oh, bad move.
So that is a very bad move. I mean,
right. So they came to talk to him about the shooter, and he was like, "Oh yeah, come on in." And then they found marijuana, saw a water pipe, and found a pistol and found the mushrooms.
And because you wanted to be a good guy and talk to the police, you are now facing federal charges.
And he admitted to doing marijuana and LSD with Beth. He admitted that to the cops.
Those are horrible accusations.
Close your mouth when the cops talk to you.
This is for
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20. I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Do you wish you made more money or the same money on less hours? Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating or relationship life? Do you wish you could go wherever you wanted, whenever you wanted? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll free number. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Chris, and I have Lyme's disease, which affects my mind. It always makes it fun.
Lime Talk Live.
That's what it should be. In studio, joining me is...
It's Ian.
And Riley.
Riley Blake of the Free Talk Live Daily Digest, the producer of that. He has been joining us in studio, and it's great to have you. We've been talking about firearms laws because a friend of the Ohio shooter, Connor Betts, I don't even like to say these guys' name, a friend of his evidently bought him some body armor and bought him some parts because he didn't want to keep them at his house because he was afraid his mom would find them. the feds have gone under after this kid, this friend of his, 24-year-old, because he filled out an FFL. It's basically the form you fill out at a federally licensed firearms dealer.
Mistake number one.
Yep. When you fill one of those out, it asks you a number of questions. So you got your name, address.
And you're under the oath of perjury, right?
You betcha. You are lying to the feds if you don't answer this truthfully.
They don't like that.
They don't, but they'll lie to you.
Are you the actual person who is buying or transferring a weapon? You have to be the actual person. You can't do this for somebody else. Two... Are you in indictment or information in any way, in any court, are you being indicted for a felony or any other crime of which a judge could impose you for more than 1 year, could imprison you for more than 1 year?
There's a lot of questions here.
Not too many. Have you ever been convicted of a felony or another crime? And the whole bar is anything that could a judge could imprison you for more than 1 year. Are you a fugitive from justice? If you answer yes, no gun for you. Here's the one that caught this guy. Are you an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance? Warning, the use or possession of marijuana remains unlawful under federal law regardless of whether it's been legalized or decriminalized for medicinal or recreational purposes in the state where you reside. If you are a user of marijuana in any way, even if it's legal in your state, and if you were to answer yes, then you are denied the ability to purchase a gun. Have you ever been adjudicated as a mental defective or committed to a mental institution by a judge? That will get you done. Have you ever been discharged from the armed forces under dishonorable conditions? That will prevent you from buying a gun.
You'll see, I mean, all these questions are obviously stopping all these killers from getting guns.
They don't stop any of them. And not all of them, oftentimes,
well,
they'll come back and
questions.
Say... And when they say, you know, well, he bought the gun legally, that means that he filled out one of these forms. Have you been convicted of domestic violence? Have you ever had a restraining order, been accused of harassing, stalking, or threatening a child? That'll get you. Have you ever renounced your U.S. citizenship? That will keep you from
buying. What if I don't believe in citizenship?
Yeah, what if we don't believe that we are U.S. citizens?
Then you would answer, have you ever renounced your U.S. citizenship?
Well, I wouldn't be filling out the form.
Yeah.
Exactly. But the point is you probably haven't renounced it, so I'd say sure.
Well, renouncing it is some sort of a legal procedure that, you know, as I understand it. But, you know, they don't give definitions for what they mean by these words. Will I renounce it? Yes, I renounce it. I don't believe in it.
Right.
I don't think that that it exists.
And they will say that doesn't count. You didn't go through our formal renouncement. Didn't go to the State Department. You didn't do all this stuff.
Whenever you're filling out one of these forms, I mean, you are in grave danger. Because if you don't understand a question, you know, and you answer it, now, I don't know what the...
Yeah.
The last part says, but, you know, it's hard to get out of any kind of charges of perjury in this case. They believe you understood completely the questions that you were reading, and you answered them how you answered them, and they're going to put you in a prison cell. This guy's looking at 15 years in prison.
15 years in jail.
That's 15 years of his life he's not getting back.
Well, he hasn't been sentenced yet, but, you know, he's being charged, and that's what he's potentially facing, and he talked himself right into it. I mean, his major mistake... was talking to the police. He let, number one, he let agents search his home. Didn't have to do that. They didn't have a warrant.
Nope.
That's why they asked. So if they ask you to, you know, I'm not a lawyer, this isn't legal advice, but as my understanding is if they ask you to search, that means they don't have any legal ability to search on their own. Because if they did, they wouldn't ask. If they had a warrant, they'd just come right in.
How about, you're really a citizen? What's your country of citizenship? Is it the United States of America? You're going to be okay. Any other country? Then you get some more questions. Are you an illegal alien? Are you unlawfully in the United States? Are you an alien who has been admitted to the United States under a non-immigrant visa? If yes, do you fall with any of the exceptions? And it gives some. Are you an alien? Revoked your U.S. issued alienship or administration number?
I don't want to go through any more of these questions.
That's it. That's all of them. They really want to know. Are you here legally?
I just saw page 1 of 6, and so I'm thinking, oh, my God.
Oh, God, no. It's 6 or 7 questions you got to answer if you want to buy a gun through a FFL, through a federal firearms licensee. And, again, the alternative is if you can find a gun you can buy from somebody else, if they're willing to attest that, you know, hey, I know the guy, no big deal, they're free to sell you a gun. That's a legal thing. You can do that. Most people think, well, I got to go to a gun shop. The government has to be involved. In most states, no, the government doesn't have to be involved.
It shouldn't be involved.
No, and most people don't realize that there's all sorts of legal things that you can do in procuring firearms.
But what about dangerous people? How do we prevent dangerous people from getting guns? Should we prevent dangerous people from getting guns?
No.
You can't.
You can't.
Right.
So why would you infringe upon the rights of everybody else? That's my argument. You can say we're going to impose 50, 60, 70, 1,000 questions you must answer truthfully under penalty of law. And all that does is increase the number of people who are denied. That is infringing on their rights.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no indication that they've come up with magic questions that will instantly... Oh, I know what they should add. Have you ever planned or intend to plan a mass shooting? Yes or no? Answering
so
yes. Yeah, if I answer yes, they're probably not going to give it to me, so I'm going to say no.
Right. And that's why this guy lied about smoking cannabis, because he wanted to get a gun.
Right.
And he told a lie on the form, and then when agents came to interview him again, so after allowing them to enter his home, and then they smelled marijuana and saw a water pipe and saw a pistol, then they later interviewed him. So I guess they didn't arrest him right then. They later interviewed him again, and that's when he told them that he'd done hard drugs. And he further told them he'd smoked marijuana every single day for the past decade, told the agents that.
Because why would he think that should be a big deal? 855, 450 free. It's probably legal where he lives. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump back out on the campaign trail holding a MAGA Make America Great Again rally in New Hampshire.
The radical Democrats are trying to tear America apart.
As for the progressive Democrats, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, dropping out of the race for president. Word is he may be thinking about running for Senate as Democrats in the state try to beat Republican incumbent Cory Gardner. The plot thickens in the Jeffrey Epstein death investigation as results of the autopsy leak. Reports indicate he had broken bones in his neck, which could suggest he was strangled. On Wall Street, the markets mixed, the Dow up almost 100 points to close at 25,579. The NASDAQ down 7 points, the S&P 500 up 7 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's the number you call to get on the radio and talk about what's on your mind. We're going to bring up topics. We've got to fill some quiet time. We can't have that happen. So we've been talking about this guy who was a friend of the Ohio mass shooter. He bought the guy some body armor. He bought him some firearms accessories. He helped him assemble a gun. But none of those things are against the law. What he did do was several years ago when he purchased a firearm, he said that no, he was not a user or addicted to any drugs, and that's basically what the feds want to know. Are you now, or are you now? It's basically a present tense question. Are you now, are you addicted or a user of? And
it wasn't have you ever been, it was just are you now?
Yeah, it's not have you ever tried marijuana. It is are you a user of, or... And I would, you know, in my best Cheech and Song, Cheech and Chong voice, say, not right now, man.
Right.
Because I'm in a gun.
Put the joint out before I walked in the gun store.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be smoking a blunt in a gun show. But that, you know, who knows? People probably have.
Well, now, what does it mean to be a user? Right. It says, are you now a user? What does that mean?
Well, that's someone the that point. Takes marijuana once a month, are they a user?
Takes it.
I don't know.
Takes it once
that's
a once
good question.
Month. How many times a day do you shoot the marijuana? That's the whole thing. And I guarantee you the feds have something buried in some statute, some federal statute, that defines a user of marijuana as anybody who has ever thought about marijuana.
Could be.
It's probably one of those things.
I don't want to find out. And the only way you're going to find out is the way this guy did.
Yeah.
Which is to say, lie on the form, or even fill out the form in the first place to give them the opportunity to go after you, and that's what they did.
We're going to go to the phones, where we've got Mike calling in from Gold Bar, Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to say, in 2011, I was prosecuted non-felony domestic violence. I mowed my lawn one day, and I went and cleaned up the mess and trimmed the hedge the next day, so I got arrested twice. Got a $300 fine, 2 years probation. So I've been clear of that for 7 years. That court says there's nothing that says that you can't own a gun, but I can't pass a background check. Plus, I watched Reefer Madness twice, so I'm definitely not going to consider smoking marijuana. Do I dare buy a gun from a friend that knows that I'm an okay guy? Because I am a law-abiding citizen.
So I don't think there's anything in federal law. I can't speak for you're in Washington State, correct?
Correct, yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't know how crazy things are in Washington State, but there should be nothing impeding a person-to-person transaction.
Chris is not an attorney. This is not legal advice.
And what he said times 10, I don't even play one on television.
Right.
But the idea is that you should be able to conduct a private transaction. That includes firearms. That's traditionally what most law has been. And when you do this sort of thing, when somebody sells you a gun, then there should be no license to no application to the government to say, mother, may I? Now, in some cases, when you're doing transfers and things like that, the person may feel obligated to fill out a form of some kind indicating that a transaction has occurred. But that doesn't have to be a government form. You know, he can
give you...
talking
about like a bill of sale?
A bill of sale or something like that. I think there are some more formal things that some people would do to be a little bit more careful. But the idea is, if you know the person, and you're...
How long do I have to know somebody to know a person?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's any real defined limit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for taking the call, and
thanks
a great
for calling
show.
In. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for calling. The idea that you should have to get permission from your government to defend oneself. Now, it was obviously different in the case of the Ohio shooter or in the case of any murderer. I'm not going to defend them, and I'm not going to say, boy, I sure hope we can get more guns into the hands of more mass shooters. That's not my intent.
No, it's not our intent. We just want to make sure that the average person is protected in their rights.
And that is the point. It's that you can't. We could real easily make a whole bunch of laws that would make it virtually impossible for a mass shooter to actually purchase a firearm. But guess what? That would make it virtually impossible for you, listening at home on your radio dial, to legally purchase a firearm. And you shouldn't be subjected to that, and nobody else should, too. That's called infringing. Infringing means there's a lot of definitions, but one of it, which is making it difficult. That is infringing. If you are making something difficult, are you introducing speed bumps to exercising a particular right? Now, keep in mind, we were talking about this off-air a little bit ago, but there is no... Second Amendment doesn't have anything to do with semi-automatic weapons. It has nothing to do, really, with any weapons other than to say, government, you can't make laws about this, so go make laws about something else. That's what it comes down to. It is a law forbidding government from getting involved in tools that can be used for your own self-defense, whether that's
You're talking about the Second Amendment?
The Second Amendment.
Yep. Well, it didn't work.
It didn't work. And why didn't it work? That's a good question. Well,
because laws are a bunch of crap.
Governments don't follow laws.
Right.
And laws are just words written on paper backed by violence.
I like how Mark Stevens puts it. He calls them opinions backed by a gun.
Yeah.
That's a well...
It really boils it down.
It does. Yeah. Back in 1787 to 1789, they felt it was important to write these things down. And they felt that these should apply to everyone born here, even if that was 250 years ago. So that's the system of government we still got. But the Bill
hopefully
of Rights...
Not for much longer.
Hopefully not for much longer. I would agree with that.
Secession now.
Yes, absolutely secession, brother.
It can't happen soon enough. I mean, who wants this federal government around anyway?
I don't. I know a lot of people who would say, I don't like our federal government. They think it's corrupt. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they just want to vote for more people, and hopefully something will fix itself. It's not going to fix itself.
Well, they're good at, you know, it's the carrot. The government always has the carrot out. You know, if whatever your group is, if you are unhappy, we can give you something. Right. And they don't talk so much about the stick part, which is we'll back it up with violence if we need to. They won't tell you. They won't be open about the fact that we're going to tax you for everything we give you, but these are all things that happen.
Well, now they're going to put a man who has never harmed another person possibly into prison for up to 15 years because he didn't fill out a form correctly.
Yeah. That's
a silly reason to put someone behind bars.
And they'll pat themselves on the back the whole way along and talk about how this is important because we've got to teach people a lesson about form filling.
Yeah, exactly.
And we got to follow the law, Ian.
Well, they are getting a dangerous marijuana user, I was going to say off the streets, but
putting
I guess...
him in prison where he can, you know, find heroin and all kinds
exactly.
of other stuff.
Exactly. You can't keep... I was going to say keep a marijuana user off the streets, but really you're just keeping him off of his couch with the Doritos.
Now he'll have to pay 10 times as much for his marijuana because he's behind bars.
Yeah, that's... And...
That's what Mark says. Says it's like 10 times more expensive, and you get the worst weed.
That is, it's insanity, the idea that they can solve a war on drugs when they can't keep it out of our prisons. It's pretty insane to think. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Give me a call. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. It's our final segment. We've been doing 3 hours of radio, and we always want callers. Always.
Yes.
No matter when.
They bring up great discussion topics, and they can liven the show up rather than having us three pontificate over.
We don't need to pontificate. We pontificate too much. But we do have to talk about something. So we've been bringing in stories, and one of the stories we brought in was this friend of the Ohio mass shooter who bought the mass shooter some firearms accessories, some body armor, and he ended up getting arrested because why? He talked to investigators, and they found out that he had bought a gun at some point in the past, and when you are asked questions, one of them has to do with drug use. You have to answer no, or you're not allowed to buy a gun. He was honest. He said, "Hell, man, I smoke pot every day." He did say he was a daily user of marijuana, and even if it were legal where he lives, as far as the feds go, it is still against federal law. And if you lie to a fed when you're filling out that form, then you're going to lose your rights. In this case, this guy's
going to go to prison, maybe.
He could end up in jail for 15 years, which is just insane. We are going to go to the Discord where we've got Turd Ferguson.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
Thanks for having me on the show tonight. I appreciate you guys taking my call. So briefly, just because it's the last segment of the show, I did want to bring up this guy, Andrew Yang, who has been really bugging me lately.
Has he? Does he have your home phone number or something?
No, not bugging me in that sense. Okay. But, I mean, I think the last time I called, I did say that I may vote Democrat at this election for Tulsi Gabbard, potentially. But I think Andrew Yang, to be honest, is one of the worst candidates on the Democratic ticket right now, in my opinion. And specifically, there was an incident I think it was about a week ago now, or sometime recent, or maybe a few days ago,
okay.
where he was being really disingenuous, and it really made me mad because it was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And he, like, basically faked cried in front of a bunch of people. There was this woman.
I did see that. I did.
Yeah.
Well, see the headline. I don't follow anything
until the primaries. Okay, so going onto YouTube and watching the video of this is so worth it. It'll be totally worth the 3 minutes of the length of the video, and here's why. Because there's a woman there that stands up and talks about how her 4-year-old daughter was shot, which is very sad, and like one of these mass shootings.
Okay.
And it's totally sad. And this is the first thing he does. He goes, "Can I give you a hug? Is that appropriate?" And then he goes and gives her a hug, which is ridiculous. It's so stupid. And that alone made me want to vomit. But then after...
What's wrong with giving somebody a hug?
What's wrong with
because
that?
Because it was totally disingenuous, and you can tell he was just pandering. It was in a total pandering manner. And if you watch the video, you'll see what I mean. But then after that, this was even worse. So after that, he gets back up on the stage, and he starts fake crying and talk, and he's like, "I was imagining my son and his brother seeing him get shot," and he's fake crying.
How do you know it's a fake cry, though?
Well, that's a great way to conjure up some tears on the spot if you need them.
Yeah.
Imagine your child. That's horrible.
Yeah, but he's not even producing any tears, and he doesn't even sound like he's actually crying. That's the most pathetic part. It's so pathetic, and it's so disingenuous that it will make you laugh.
Hold
and
on.
Sick at the same time.
Turd Ferguson, I think you've provided a scoop. Evidently, according to Turd Ferguson, when politicians are running for office, they may lie.
Oh.
News.
Yeah.
News you can use, man.
I was thinking that slightly.
No, it is. These are the types of things I expect out of national politics. Now, if I go vote for somebody on my local school board, I'm probably not going to see fake tears. You know, if I vote for somebody, even at the state level, it's not going to be all that. I don't really like to involve myself in national politics.
Sure.
You know?
Well, that doesn't surprise me, because that's when you're going to get the number one biggest panderers, the number one biggest liars, the number one biggest murderers. The federal government is the worst and the most deadly and violent out of all of them.
You're right. Turd, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, we'd have to see it. And I've got it pulled up here, but I'm not where you're sitting.
Oh, that's okay.
I can't make any judgments about it because I can't hear the actual audio. I can see him, you know, he does one of those cry moves where he sort of puts his hand over his eyes. It's one of those moves.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just not surprising to me that he would be disingenuous. And
yeah, I believe Turd Ferguson. I just want to be clear. I mean, I think he's probably right. This person's probably a sociopath. I mean, he pretty much has to be.
Most politicians are sociopaths.
Right, to run for office, especially for president.
Yeah.
You pretty much have to be. So, you know, is he manipulating or attempting to manipulate this audience? I suspect he probably is.
Of course he is. We're going to stay on the phones where we've got Jim calling in from Jim from Iowa. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I see all this trouble the United States is having with race, and communists are trying to take over.
The communists are trying to take over?
Well, they're trying to win the election. Sanders and all the other communists, you know, they're all socialist communists.
Don't you think the communists have already won? I mean, we've been through the Communist Manifesto before on this show, and I think we counted up like 7 or 8 out of the 10 planks have already been implemented in the United States.
I sort of agree with you. Here's the deal.
And the Republicans helped do that.
No country in the history of the world has ever survived more than one generation when they have allowed for the filthy homosexuals to take over.
You're going to blame this problem on homosexuals?
Yeah,
you think somebody's sexual preference is the problem?
God says they're depraved. They degrade their bodies. They're abomination, and they will not hear.
Why did God make an abomination?
That kind of goes against the whole.
He didn't make them. He didn't make liars. He did not make liars. He did not make thieves. He did not make adulterers.
Really? So God
didn't
make
fornicators. Everyone has free will, and if you do what's against God's will, you're going to pay for it. That's why this country is going to pay for it. Pretty
so
easy.
Even though they,
if
so let me get this straight, they were made in God's.
All you want.
No, no, I'm asking you because I'm curious. Homosexuals were made in God's image.
Before, yeah, but then they decided to
depraved
and degrade their bodies, and now they're an abomination, and they're not going to inherit the kingdom of God, and they have free will. Just like liars, adulterers, fornicators,
what about the animals?
Like
what about the animals who, you know, who there's like homosexual behavior basically amongst the animal kingdom?
True. That's not true. That's
actually, I think it is true.
And you don't know what you're talking about. As you don't know.
Oh,
what
really?
You're
You've been out looking for animal sex videos. Is that what you're saying?
Why change? I'm just telling you what I know. Why
does God say that you can have sex with
animals?
Is that okay?
I'm not talking about the animals. I'm talking about people. I'm talking about people. Why change the subject?
Well, Leviticus covers a whole lot of things. So, am I an abomination because I like lobster?
Back then, when God gives a law, he knows why he's given the law. He gives it. It's not really. If you obey, you're all right. If you're not, then you're going to pay for it.
Well, God said in Leviticus that I can't eat shrimp. I like shrimp. And he didn't issue another. No. He did not come out in the New Testament. There's no reference to shrimp, as far as I know, anywhere other than Leviticus. So tell me, am I allowed to? Can I eat shrimp? I just want to know if I can eat a shrimp cocktail.
Our thoughts are not God's thoughts. Our ways are not God's ways. If God says something, just like when the people were killed for picking up
this guy can't have a conversation. He just keeps going back to the same.
That's okay. I just want to know if I can eat a damn shrimp cocktail and not go to hell.
I have a conversation.
You haven't answered the dude's question. And Chris asked you a question like five times now. You just keep talking.
The New Testament, we're not judged by what we eat anyway. So that's changed anyway.
Oh, see.
So God changed his mind.
Now you're going to hell because you're fornicating, Chris. You've got a girlfriend.
Fornicators what? Are. The Bible says fornicators, adulterers, yep. are not in the kingdom of God.
Get ready
I mean,
to
you
burn.
Can, you can laugh. At, you can. God is not mocked. You can. I'll guarantee you. You can argue with God all you want to, but I'll guarantee you're not going to win.
I can't win if you don't.
What's your,
no,
I'm excited,
you
no,
talked about
opinion?
Things that. No,
what's
no, no. Listen.
On?
Hold
I
on.
Love how this guy calls at the very end of the show. So
I know.
He can't hold on because we're done.
And we're out of time.
Call earlier. Some
yeah,
other
please
time,
do. Call next Thursday.
Ridiculous call.
I would
anytime.
Love to have a good ridiculous call. Thanks for your call. Hey, we're out of time.
Enjoy those hellfires.
I do. I just want to know if I'm going to go to hell for eating a shrimp cocktail. And that was too much to ask, I guess.
You're going to hell for eating something, but it's not shrimp. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for joining.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.